This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government has made women-led development the foundation of national progress and women are at the center of every major government initiative. He was addressing the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the 300th birth anniversary of Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai at Jambori Maidan in Bhopal today. The Prime Minister said Delhi's attack in Pahalgam was a challenge to India's woman power and has proved to be a death knell for the perpetrators.
आतंकवादियों ने भारत की नारी शक्ति को चुनौती दी है। ये चुनौती आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए काल बन गई है। काल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ भारत के इतिहास का सबसे बड़ा और सफल ऑपरेशन है।
The Prime Minister Modi virtually inaugurated Datia Airport, built on 124 acres at a cost of 60 crores, and the newly built Satna Airport at a cost of about 37 crore rupees. He also inaugurated the first phase of the metro train in Indore, besides releasing the first installment for the construction of 1,271 new Atal Gram Seva Sadan Bhavans. On this occasion, the Prime Minister also released a postage stamp dedicated to Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai and a commemorative coin of 300 rupees. National President of BJP and Union Minister J.P. Nadda has said that Ahilya Bai Holkar encouraged religion, protected culture, and was a great social reformer who worked to preserve and revive India's tradition and culture. Mr. Nadda was addressing a program on the 300th birth anniversary of Ahilya Bai Holkar in Jaipur. He said that she was a courageous and fearless woman who did historic work for women empowerment. He said that she fought for social justice and started good governance.
उनमें संकल्प शक्ति की वो प्रतिमूर्ति थी। जो संकल्प कर लिया उसको पूरा करना उनके जीवन का लक्ष्य था और उसी तरीके से वो साहस से परिपूर्ण थी और विचारधारा से कटिबद्ध थी। उनका जीवन एक लक्ष्य के लिए समर्पित जीवन था। वो कूटनीति की ज्ञाता भी थी और साथ ही साथ वो साहसिक और निर्भीक महिला भी थी।
Indian Army is conducting trials of next-generation defense technologies at key locations across the country, including the Pokhran Field Firing Ranges, Babina Field Firing Ranges, and Joshimath. The Minister of Defense in a statement today said that these field trials have been conducted under near-combat conditions, integrating electronic warfare simulations to assess the performance of cutting-edge defense systems rigorously. Air defense equipment demonstrations are also scheduled to take place in Agra and Gopalpur. The Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea moved by RJD Chief and former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav seeking to stay the trial court proceedings in land for jobs scam case registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI. The case centers on accusations that Mr. Yadav granted railway jobs in exchange for land parcels which were transferred to his family or associates during his tenure from 2004 to 2009. Mr. Yadav had approached the High Court arguing that the CBI's investigation and subsequent charges are invalid due to the absence of mandatory prior sanction under Section 17A of the Prevention of Corruption Act. Russia has vowed to continue its military campaign in Ukraine until the underlying causes of the conflict are resolved and peace agreements are formally ratified. Chairman of the Russian State Duma's Defense Committee, Andrei Kartapolov, today ruled out any unconditional ceasefire, stating that Moscow would continue its assault unless a formal, lasting agreement is signed between the two countries. The national capital, Delhi, experienced strong winds this evening, resulting in a change in the weather. According to India Meteorological Department, IMD, Delhi, along with Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh, will witness light rain along with thunderstorms and strong winds till the 4th of June. In badminton, India's Sattvic Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on the third-seeded Malaysian pair of Aaron Chia and Ui Ik Sho in the men's doubles semi-final at Singapore later this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.